This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
We're live.
We're live.
We're on.
I felt live.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast Facebook thingy. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Hey.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
So Phil will be monitoring your comments.
Nice.
If you're watching. Do we have any viewers? Hello. Who is it?
Hi, Mamsie.
Phil.
Two, but who was the first one?
I can't see who it is.
Really? You can't see?
You can tell her. You can tell us.
Can you tell?
Andreas.
Andreas.
Andreas, you're number one. Andreas.
Hello.
Thank you, Andreas.
Always number one with us.
All right, and anyone notice Pam is not wearing a dark shirt today?
Yeah, what's up with that?
It's new.
It's a light-colored shirt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at you, all fashioned.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Fashioned.
Nice.
Yeah.
So all my black shirts are going to be heading into the washing machine today.
Heading in.
Dashy white
shirts.
They're
in the hamper right now.
Dashy white shirts.
They're in that neutral zone right now.
Yeah.
In between being worn and getting washed.
Right.
Yeah.
They're in the help zone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Most people just say, yeah, they're in the hamper.
They're in the hamper.
They're in the process.
Yeah.
They're in that in between.
Right.
They're in queue.
They're going to be de-dirtified.
You're up next. You're in the on deck circle.
You're on deck. You're next, kid. Go.
They're swinging the bats. They're getting ready. We're going in.
They're swinging the little arms.
They're technically not in the hamper. They're technically on the floor.
Oh, that's why.
Right. It's on the body, on the floor, in the wash.
This is the stage before. So do they ever get into a hamper?
They
or not
do.
Really?
So the reason why they're not in the hamper is because I just did a load a couple days ago, and I have not taken them out of the hamper yet.
So the clean clothes are in the hamper?
The clean clothes are in the hamper. Yeah, right. I hate folding them.
So you just kind of pick through. What do I need right now?
Mm-hmm. Go like this. Like, this is good.
Do you pull your shirts out right away so they don't get wrinkly?
No. So what I do is...
I know, because it's amazing, because her clothes never look wrinkly.
No.
Yeah. This doesn't look wrinkly. This has been hanging up.
No, that one looks fine, but you haven't worn that one in a long time.
That's why
I call
it's
it the Sharpay
hanging.
Look. It's not wrinkly.
The Sharpay look. Yeah.
So normally,
but now we know why sometimes your shirts look like they've been in your back pocket.
If I have a little bit of time, I'll put some water on the shirt and I'll throw it in the dryer to try to unwrinkle it because I, for some odd reason, don't own an iron or an ironing board.
Wow.
So well, that's not odd.
For some odd reason.
Her birthday's
for
coming
some
up.
Unknown reason.
The
her
odd
birthday's
reason was,
coming up in March, so there you go.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah, but she'll never use it.
Yeah, I know, but it's fun to get her.
And she'll probably burn her house down.
She'll make sandwiches with paninis.
So that's what happened.
Yeah. She'll make paninis with it.
Yeah, she'll use it for sandwiches.
Right? Yeah, ironing board, sandwich, iron.
Yeah.
Panini. I'm going to put this right next to the toaster.
Right.
It's perfect.
Who wants a Cubano?
Yeah.
I'm right up. That's actually what happened. I accidentally put the iron down on the floor and I had a carpet and it singed it. So I said to myself,
This is too dangerous. Put it on the floor not thinking it would burn the carpet.
So I was too lazy to take out the ironing board. So I was like, let me just quickly do it on the floor. And then it was like a hard carpet, like not a fluffy carpet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the business carpets.
Yeah, the business carpet, like a businessy carpet.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I got the businessy carpet. So I said, you know, ironing's not for me.
And where were you living then?
I think I was in Bridgeport at the time.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago.
It sounds like a deduction from your security deposit.
It might have been. I think it was like 6 or 7 years ago.
No, it's an arrow pointing towards the door.
Right.
To get out.
That was my emergency exit sign.
Right.
So we're doing the comedy show tomorrow night and Saturday night, the 26th. We hope you go.
Please.
AJ will be on stage.
Yep.
And what are the topics that you're going to be covering in your
everything stand-up? From buying gasoline to millennials to dogs and cats to it varies.
Dogs and cats.
Some of your favorite topics.
Exactly.
All right.
Right.
Oh,
what
just,
is this, a
this
comment?
Just in.
Yeah, just some questions coming in.
Oh, Joey Bugs.
Oh,
you could just use the mic, Phil.
Oh, there ain't no bugs on me.
I didn't
me.
Want to jump in.
There ain't
just,
no bugs on me.
What are the guests next week?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pam?
So on Monday, we have Dr. Rao, and he's going to be giving us our flu shots.
Thank God.
And then Street Pete with this court audio, pending that he feels well, I guess.
Right.
Right.
You never know.
Yeah, he's a trooper.
And then on Tuesday, we have
Wayne Carini.
We have Bob from Cutler's. He used to work at Cutler's Records in New Haven. He has all these crazy stories.
I love that.
Yeah, so.
This is back in the day when, you know, Tom Petty would come out with an album and he would go to record stores and sign the albums.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he has a lot of stories like that.
The cool days, yeah. And Wayne Carini.
And Wayne Carini at 8:20.
Chasing Classic
right,
Cars.
Studio.
Mamsy discovered photo timer on Tuesday.
Oh.
Nice. How? Yeah, she did say that. A lot of people have been like messaging like Bob Guerin, Mamsy. Quite a few people did not know about that. So I'm not alone in my stupidity.
So what else are you going to be covering? We should go through a list of things that AJ should talk about in his stand-up.
Yeah, I got my act ready. We're good.
No, I know. I know. This is future act.
Oh, future.
Stuff.
Future. Okay.
Future stuff.
Hey, never stop writing.
I'm open to that. No, I like that. Okay, cool. I'm like, I can't change it now.
People, how they park and drive.
Oh
okay. Yeah, I was doing stuff on people.
You have a lot of
driving.
Passion for that.
I do. Yeah, so that's a good one. I'll go with that one.
You'd have a talent of making an 11-second interaction feel like it changed your entire life with the anger that you experience in that time period.
Yeah, this is true. Right until my arms are getting numb, but yeah.
Right, just that person parking at the pizza place.
Oh,
or the old man that one. Encounter at the gas station.
Hey, he japped the line big time, man.
Yeah. I mean, you could write that down as like that. This part of the act is people suck.
Right. Well, I do a thing.
Barbecues make people angry.
I do a thing on the elderly in my new act.
Oh.
But in a certain situation, that's as far as I'm going to go with
all
it.
Right, all yeah. right. We'll find out.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to come to the show.
All right. So you guys put on here anything you think AJ would do really good with talking about in stand up, like passionate stuff.
Right.
Flip flops.
Right.
Well, feet in general.
Feet in general.
You can't make feet.
Feet and footwear.
You can't make feet funny.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, no.
You can talk about different types of feet.
Right.
The old lady feet.
Yeah, the crunchy ones.
Right.
Yeah, the people don't clean.
It sounds like a dog going across the
lane. They don't clip their toenails. You can hear it click, click, click. Yeah. The yellow corn chip toes.
Yeah, so feet. How people park and drive.
Right. With their feet.
Barbecues make people angry.
Right. Well, that just kind of happened. That just kind of happened organically, but I mean, I'll try working on it.
People who fact check all the time, like know-it-alls.
Exactly. The ones who are stabbing the head, right.
Oh.
I'm not saying particular. I'm just saying.
Yeah, what did I do today? I
didn't say you.
I will knife you, Phil.
Phil, I'm going to knife you.
That actually, I should mention that was show producer Ed that one time where I said something and he just screamed, "I will stab you in the face."
Right.
I'm like, wow. I never, that took me out of me. I'm like, wow. I never heard that before in my life. I will stab you in the face.
And you never messed with him after
I actually had to sit there and think about that for a second. I'm like, oh, that's the nastiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And he meant it.
And he didn't have to think about it.
No, he meant it.
And you don't know what triggered that?
I don't recall. It was something I said, like, hello.
Yeah. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning,
I will
Ed.
Stab you in the face.
And he said with such passion, I will stab you in the face.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, he was hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hear him.
He and I would go back and forth on our politics.
Oh, my God.
And then when I didn't want to hear him anymore, I would just shut the mic off, and he'd go bullshit.
You can still hear it.
Bullshit. Like Tasmanian devil.
Do the soundproof glass.
You would
glass.
Hear him screaming through the doors.
Right. Soundproof doors
then
and glass.
Then he'd get up and walk through and start. Oh,
he would come
nuts.
Into the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Nuts.
Oh, yeah. That was back when I was in the studio also. I'm like, okay, I'm jumping out a window.
He might be watching right now. He might just come in at any moment.
No, that would be hysterical.
And stab me in the face?
Come and stab AJ in the face and yell at me. What else would AJ be good at talking about on stage?
Andrea said the best hurl foods.
Oh, like maybe stoner foods?
No. I don't know. He said hurl.
Hurl
foods.
To me means vomit. Like,
that's
you know,
what it means
like,
to me, too.
Like how, you know, when you throw up, somehow there's always that one noodle intact and you can swear you chewed it. Yeah.
Right.
There's always that one noodle. If you didn't have spaghetti, for some reason, you hold on to one noodle in your stomach that comes out. It knows it's like at the end of the flow. When you
I think
the
maybe,
noodle, you're done puking.
Yeah, we got it. Yeah. So I think anything about like being stoned.
Mm. Right. Stoner stuff, okay.
Yeah.
That's something that's for the future, definitely.
Yeah.
You know, I'll have to research that over the weekend.
Right. Weird websites.
Weird websites, right? Like the ones I go on, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I'm dying to know what sites you go to.
You're dying to know everything, Pam.
Yeah.
No, that would be interesting. And we've talked about this before. And I said, I want a forensics computer person with the FBI to grab your computer and go through it.
Right.
And AJ said, you'll have to get a court order.
Exactly.
You didn't even think about that.
Which means
you're never going to see the shit that I look at.
Can you just give us a little taste?
No, it's not you.
Well, I didn't think it was going to be me.
There's a taste
I
right
hope
there.
It's not me that you're looking online
That
at.
Would be weird.
It considering would, you see me every day.
It'd be awkward, yeah. Right.
All right, so I Googled something yesterday that I never thought I would Google.
What was it?
I forget the train of thought that got me there, but I think I saw, I was clicking through websites, news sites, looking for stories. And I like to stay away from national politics because it's just a mess and whatever.
We're trying to be happy
and
here.
I saw like Nancy Pelosi was, saying that Trump can't come and do the speech.
Right.
And I remembered AJ saying there are times where she looks good.
She does.
Yeah.
There are times I'm like, you know what? She does look good.
No matter what your politics, she's a hardworking woman for her age. She's done a lot of things. She's blazed a trail for women.
Yeah.
All right. And so I thought to my, I heard AJ saying that in my head, and I thought to myself, well, let me Google and see if I could find any like sexy pictures of Nancy Pelosi. Right.
Uh-huh.
So I type in Nancy Pelosi sexy. So this way it's going to weed out any like, because there's a zillion, one of the most photographed politicians.
Oh, yeah,
today.
Yeah.
And there are people on the internet that really have a lot of time on their hands, and they Photoshop her face on things.
Oh, no.
It was, one, I couldn't find a real photo of her that I thought, wow, she's always very conservatively dressed.
So right.
Never, there's no sexy pictures, but there are pictures that people have manipulated.
Oh.
And if you ever have nothing to do, just type that in and away you go.
There you go. Wow.
Let's do it now.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm telling you, it was weird. And then I never clear out my Google search.
No.
But that one, I'm like, if I die and people go through my computer, there is no way I want this unexplained on my Google search.
Yeah, no, Unsolved Mysteries.
It was the one time one of the times I cleared out my Google
It'll
search.
Be on the new Unsolved Mysteries on Netflix.
Yeah, like what?
Here's happened? A funny one.
Nancy Pelosi sexy. Why is this on his computer?
Her in the lingerie? Oh, yeah.
Her with Photoshop big boobs.
Right. Yeah. And then there's one of her. It looks like she's in the Oval Office in lingerie. And then there's another one where it looks like she's on the podium where the speaker, hits the hammer, the gavel. And it looks like they left her in all of the clothes that she was wearing, but they right where you could see the shirt under the jacket.
Yeah.
Took that out.
They put cleavage?
And put cleavage.
Oh, you were going in deep for these, weren't you? You were scrolling.
No, those were all in the top, 15.
Like Nancy Pelosi sexy, go to images on Google and you'll see a whole bunch of stuff.
Exactly.
Gotcha, yeah. There are folks' time on their hands, yeah.
Yeah, anyway, let's talk about something else now.
Okay. Yeah, like me a couple minutes ago. Let's go someplace else.
Yeah, weirdo.
Right.
All right, that's it. So we'll see you Saturday, tomorrow night at the comedy show.
Please.
Can't wait to hear AJ's new stuff.
Thank you.
Yep.
You know, you got to throw in some new stuff, AJ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why I changed the entire act.
All right.
I used it for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
But, a lot of comics. There was one, I forget which comic was we had. He had the same material for 4 years.
Oh, there are people.
Look at Bob Nelson. Bob Nelson had the same act for 5 years.
Oh, no. There are people who I go, I don't want to name names because whatever. But same stuff. 20, 30 years.
Oh, yeah. We know one comic that's had the same act since 86.
Right. No, but I went to see you the first time and you were just working stuff out. And then the second time I thought, wow, this stuff is, he's really got a grip on this stuff. Third time, I was like, wow, he's killing it now. He really has mastered this stuff. And then I went to see it again. I'm like, okay, it's time. And then you changed it.
Yep, I did. It's all
so
gone.
So good. I can't wait. It's all
gone.
Brand new stuff.
It's all
and
gone.
And then Bobby Kelly just rips the place apart.
Yeah, I can't wait for him.
So tickets are $20. Hope to see you there. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Nancy Pelosi's behind the phone.
Bye.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review Podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.